Seder Mitzora talks about what is a korban that's brought. Zolstia Taras Mitzorah Biyom Tarasav Vuel HaKohen. You're talking about Chusol Machna Bar HaKohen V'Nei V'Nurpah Negev Saras Bina Tzorah. There's a coin sees that he's pure, and he takes two birds. So you take two birds, you shecht one into a bowl filled with water. You have eight eras, a huge tree, a cedar tree, and a scarlet thread, The one bird that's alive is dipped in the blood of the bird that's sent away, and then you send the bird away. So in other words, that a person has to realize that one bird is dead, and that we have two personalities. There's a personality of us that's full of sin, that's irredeemable. I hate to use that word because it has implications that a person thinks he's irredeemable, which he's not. But then the other bird goes free, but it's got the blood on it. It was dipped in the blood of the shechted bird, so it's a reminder to us that we have this weakness. You know, like if you sprain an ankle or you break something, it has that weakness the rest of your life. In other words, you have to be more careful. That's the idea of tshuva itself. That we do tshuva every year. We do tshuva for the same avera, even though we've conquered it. We do it again because we have to be on guard. That this is what we have to make sure to lift ourselves up of. And why a bird? Why a bird? Bird flies free. Bird goes up. Bird goes to Shemaim. To teach us that we have to ascend from our tumah. We go up from our tumah. We don't go down from our tumah. So don't say, I made a mistake and therefore I'll never be pure. No, pum fakir, the exact opposite. Again, one of the ways to look at the purification from the Tzaraas.